morning. My guest this morning is Robert Currier, who's the artistic director of the Marin Shakespeare Company. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, of course, the first question I really want to ask you is about the incredible gift of $1 million that
wow.
you received. Yes, right. You probably said wow at least 500 times.
Well, at first I just screamed. I went, ah! Now I just say wow.
But I respect the fact that it's an anonymous donor and just proceed with the fact that what it really is the ability for you to continue the great work you've done over the last 25 years. This is your 25th anniversary
yes,
year.
Yes, it is.
And congratulations on your great win.
Thank you so much.
So talk about this season. It sounds like just the ideal season for Marin Shakespeare.
Well, because it's our 25th, we thought we would bring back the show we started with, which is, of course, the classic comedy, As You Like It, which is so much fun. And we then thought, well, let's try to bump up attendance this year. So let's do another absolute winner, which is Romeo and Juliet. It's on the top five or six plays. And then a third play that I wanted to do, we usually do two Shakespeare and one non-Shakespeare. Uh-huh. So I chose an Oscar Wilde Ideal Husband, which I've never done. I had a great success with Importance of Being Earnest a few years ago.
Right.
And one of my lead men, who everybody in my theater who knows and loves, is Darren Bridget. He was able to come back this year. He took off last year. And so I found a part for him that's appropriate for him. He's very much like Algernon in Earnest. He's a British, Wildian wit. So
yes,
I'm looking
right.
forward to that show.
Well, that sounds like just an incredible season.
Yeah.
And people should know that these shows actually perform in repertory, don't they?
Well,
one
yes.
One starts and then the other one's mm-hmm. at one time or other,
yes.
All three will be playing at the same time.
Well, we're always running at least two shows
yeah.
at the same time, except the first week.
That's right.
We open with As You Like It,
yeah.
and then we open Romeo and Juliet, and we run the two of them, and then in mid-August we close As You Like It, and we open Ideal Husband. So there's always two running at the same time.
So do you have any other special things that you're doing to celebrate your 25th?
Well, we're having a big whoop-de-doo gala on July 12th. That's Saturday night, the official opening, the night the critics come. And we're opening the theater at 6:30 for an 8 o'clock show. So there's an hour and a half of champagne and desserts and chocolate cake and strolling minstrels and photo booths and a lot of hoopla and free food and drink that evening for our grand kickoff, official opening of As You Like It, Saturday night, July 12th.
Excellent. Well, you told me just before we began the interview that after 25 years, you possibly felt the pull of time at your heels.
Oh, yes.
And that this wonderful $1 million gift has
yes.
given you a whole new lease on life for the theater.
That's true. This is a person who's a group. It's anonymous. They have been coming to our shows for 24 years. And they want more Shakespeare, more better Shakespeare out there in the world. They believe in Shakespeare. They're Shakespeare nuts. You know, you run into about one person in 100 on the average is a Shakespeare nut. And they think the world will be a better place the more people are exposed to Shakespeare.
I couldn't agree with them more.
Me too.
Do they have if you can tell me, do they have any favorites that they would really like to see the theater produce?
Well, no, not that they mention, but most of the serious Shakespeare people tend to like the great tragedies, like Hamlet, like Lear, Julius Caesar, Macbeth. You know, they tend to towards them more than the comedies. You know, the common people like the comedies, but the real Shakespeare aficionados, they look for the subtleties
right.
in the tragedies.
Yeah. Not the groundlings.
Yeah, right.
Have you done The Tempest recently?
I have. Yes, we did it in 2011. We did a steampunk Tempest.
That's right. I do remember that.
That.
Yeah.
Steampunk was very popular then.
Because that's the show that if you've got a good budget, you can do it very well.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, there's no limit to how much of a storm you can produce, you know.
Right. Robert, thanks very much for coming in. Congratulations once again.
Thank
on
you,
your
Roland.
Wonderful gift.
Thank you
and
so much.
And let's tell people that this is the Marin Shakespeare Company, and they will be performing As You Like It, July 5th through August 10th, Romeo and Juliet, July 18th through September 28th, and An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde, August 15th through September 27th. For information, telephone number 415-499-4488, online, marinshakespeare.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.